Tara Rose, the director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, tells us about the upcoming Mountain State Maple Days.
I'm pleased to say that we are going to be doing the second annual Mountain State Maple Days in Pocahontas County. The Mountain State Maple Association has set the two dates for the statewide Maple Days for February the 22nd and March 21st, which are both Saturdays, and Pocahontas County will be participating again. And we're very fortunate in Pocahontas County to have two sugar camps that are open to the public, Fort Warwick Farm in Greenbank and Frostmore Farm between Dunmore and Frost. And both of those sugar camps are open to the public on those days. Frostmore Farm is also open additional weekends during the maple season as well. And it's really fascinating that people want to know how to make maple syrup. It's quite a process. Fort Warwick Farm does a very traditional method of boiling down the sugar sap. And Frostmore Farm has a little bit more of a modern technique. They have modern equipment. So when visitors come to Pocahontas County and they visit both those camps, they get to see two different ways of actually producing syrup, which makes it even better. Along with the sugar camp tours, which are again the anchor to this entire program, we have several restaurants in the county who are offering special maple menus on those two Saturdays as well. Those restaurants, right now the list includes Dirt Bean in Marlinton, the Last Run Restaurant in Cass, Snowshoe Mountain Resort is participating, the Starlight Cafe at the Greenbank Science Center, Station 2 Restaurant in Durban, and then we also have the Pocahontas County High School FFA doing a breakfast fundraiser on the March 21st date in Dunmore. We have three lodging packages that are being offered as well. Clearly, the Convention and Visitors Bureau is interested in getting overnight stays when we do programs and projects. The Locust Hill Bed and Breakfast, Station 2 Hotel Rooms, and Jericho Bed and Breakfast are offering packages for guests to spend the weekend enjoying the entire county and Maple Day events. Also, we have two evening events at the Opera House those two Saturdays as well, which again helps us build that overnight stay, which is very important because once the guest overnights, then the opportunity for more economic impact is increased. On February 22nd, at 7:30, Opry Night at the Pocahontas County Opera House is happening. And March 21st, Sierra Conway is performing. So it's a complete package of something fun and different for the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau to promote. Not only are we giving free tours of the sugar camps, but at the end of that experience, then the guest has the opportunity to actually purchase the syrup and other maple products. And then, of course, go to a restaurant, have a great meal, and then have a great experience at the Opera House. So it's an entire package experience that we're promoting. And the timing's perfect because it's in the late winter, which is a great time to have something a little different going on. And it's open to the residents of the county as well. And ultimately, our goal is to see this program continue to grow year after year. Obviously, we have a neighboring county in Highland County in Monterey, Virginia, who has been extremely successful promoting maple sugar camp tours. We have a lot of visitors coming to Pocahontas County during that time to ski and snowboard at Snowshoe. So we have a lot going for us in terms of being able to promote this and grow this kind of tourism product. And we're looking forward to it again this year.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.